Yeah, we are still sifting through the rubble, especially if you're a Parramatta fan, about what exactly took place over the course of that 80 minutes. An incredible performance from the Penrith Panthers. They win 28 points to 12. They win the fourth premiership in their history. We'll speak to the first ever premiership winning captain, Brandy Alexander, very shortly. And it's been basically just all platitudes for the Penrith Panthers. Not only the way they played in the 80 minutes, but also the way their club has performed this year across all grades, and also the manner in which they've accepted that success. I talked about it. You heard from Ivan Cleary. You heard from Nathan Cleary. The words that keep coming through: grateful, blessed, proud, privileged. It seems like it's been embraced by everyone within the club that this is a real team effort. And they certainly played their best last night. 1300 01 1170. We'll have a chat very shortly with Rami Haider. We'll get a score update from Tubuck Chuck, and we'll keep those text messages coming through as well. Damo says, great show, Jimmy. Massive Para fan and very disappointed, but proud of the season. Penrith, simply too good and deserve their success. Good on you, Damo. I think that's the sentiments of a number of Eels supporters. Let's find out how they're going in that winning dressing room. Indeed, the fan day is on now. He's the deputy chairman. He's also the SEN breakfast host. And he, as I mentioned, was the first ever premiership winning captain of the Penrith Panthers. I'm talking about Greg Alexander. He's on the line. G'day, Brandy.
Jimmy, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm really well. I got a sense during the course of your embrace with Ivan Cleary when he came up on stage, there was a great deal of emotion and a great deal of pride in what he and his team have achieved, Brandy. Can you put that into words for us?
Yeah, it's not easy, but, Jim, you know, what they've gone through over the last, well, what they've been able to achieve over the last 3 years is it's beyond words, really.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first grade team. And I did hear you just mention the fact that it's not just, you know, the 17 players that were on the field last night, but it's just the feeling within the club at the moment, and that feeling's been there for 3 years now. And I guess off the back of the success of the NRL team, like, that's the big one. But,
yep,
you know, for the New South Wales Cup to win and the Jersey flag to win last Sunday, both win their grand finals, then the boys to do it again against the North Devils yesterday to win the state championship, and for the SU ball team to also win their premiership as well. It's an achievement that has never been accomplished before by a club.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't find that out until yesterday. Like, 113 years, you know, the SG Ball and Jersey Flag competitions are old competitions, so they've been playing that for a long time. But for Penrith to win all four, but it needed the NRL team to win last night to cement, you know, that, I'll say, greatness.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't mean much if you win the three lower grade competitions but don't win the first grade. So, you know, there's a lot on the line last night for the club and for these boys, because, you know, this was their third grand final in a row, and we've seen plenty of successful teams, great teams, you know, make three grand finals in a row and,
yes,
and only come up with the one win. So for them to really nail home what a dominant side they have been over the past three seasons, through the regular season, they had to win last night. It was, you know, for the club, there was so much on the line. I know there's a lot on the line. It's a grand final for both teams. Parramatta, 36 years without a win, and that their third grand final since they'd won one. But, you know, the work that Ivan's done and the assistant coaches and right through from Matt Cameron down, the CEO, Brian Fletcher, and everyone, like, right people in the positions that need to be over the past, you know, decade. And, you know, it was a plan that started that long ago with, you know, bringing in the Western Sydney Academy and focusing on areas like Bathurst and Dubbo and Orange, and, you know, the players that have come from those areas across the mountains, and then just making sure that, you know, the right players, juniors, and it's a big junior nursery, but size doesn't equate to success all the time. You got to get it right. So all behind the scenes have done a terrific job in creating what is Penrith today.
Yeah, it's a really nice way to explain it. You've answered my next question about you know, why did they do it? How did they do it? Not just what they've done. Sitting at the top of that team that you mentioned is Ivan Cleary. How do we view? I know you and Ivan are close, but how do we view Ivan now? He's a 2-time premiership winning coach, and we don't know where they are in their cycle, right? They've now won 2 on the trot. We don't know how many more he could win over the course of the next 3 or 4 years as well.
Yeah, it's always hard to put it like label a coach, isn't it? Like, coaching is such a it's such a thing that goes across all different levels in terms of what you need to do as a person. And I've always said, Jim, you know, we've got so many coaches that know the on-field stuff. You know, how to the plays that you know the X's and the O's, how to you know what a team should be doing on the field. The trick to coaching is what is the person and the personality of that person, and it's a unique personality that I think becomes a successful NRL coach. The pressure that they're under, things that they have to handle day to day, you know, and we've spoken about this a lot of times. So you know, the good coaches, the great coaches, the coaches that are around that stay in jobs, you know, and we've got them, Bellamy and Bennett, and you know, they just keep producing. But it's all got to do with the person and the people that they are.
Yeah,
it's not about football knowledge is important, but it's more about the men that they are and how they handle people. That's and Ivan's just got that unique personality that fosters encouragement and an atmosphere that allows the players to play their best footy. You know, bring what you're good to the table. And Penrith have been able to do it every week. Like, they bring it to the table every week. And that's a testament to the coach and the effect that he has on his senior players, who then, the senior players then, they set the bar. They make everyone else accountable. And so it's the relationship between the coach and his senior players, and then that filters down throughout the club. But only if you've got the right people below Ivan as well. So, it's not just about what Ivan does. It's about who he brings in to get the best out of the players.
It's interesting. You talk about the Cleary as the coach. What about the Cleary, the player? You talk about a senior player. I think he's a senior player, but he's 24. I think he's senior player, but he hasn't played for Australia yet, but he's just been selected for Australia. Joey, last night, you've probably heard this. He said, look, I think Nathan goes past Greg Alexander as the greatest ever Panther. When you hear that, what are your thoughts, Brandy?
Well, I agree with Joey.
Right.
Nathan is the complete player, you know, and he is only 24. But we can only judge him on what he's done so far. And, you know, he's a marvel. He really is. He's a one of a kind, Nathan. And it's all about his approach. It's more about how he focuses and, you know, leaves nothing to chance, Nathan. But that doesn't mean he's robotic either. He's very clever. He's a great player. He is that player right now, Jim, at 24. There's no doubt about it. He's the bloke, if I had to put my trust in anyone to get a job done on a footy field, I would, you know, I'd pick Nathan every day of the week. He's just that type of individual, and again, it's not so much about what Nathan can do with the football in his hands. It's his mindset.
Yeah.
And I've said this about Nathan. You know, and I don't like comparing, but you know, for the almost 20 years that Cameron Smith played.
Yep.
He was the one with the composure in and around the ruck where things are frantic, going 100 miles an hour, that Cameron Smith had the ability to stay composed in the craziness of a rugby league ruck where things are happening quick. But Smith just had that ability to stay composed at all times. Nathan's got that.
Yes.
That's the special trait that Nathan has.
Mm.
So while the head noise and the noise that you bring into a game and you know, the craziness of an NRL set. Nathan has that ability just to stay composed and see things. And if you can stay composed, things slow down for you. And that's what Cameron Smith was like, and that's what Nathan's like. Things are slowing down for Nathan while everything around him is frantic.
Yeah.
And that's his great ability.
Have you ever closed your eyes and thought about what Nathan will be like as a player age 30?
No, I haven't gone that far ahead, Jim. I'm not a soothsayer. I'll just take it one day at a time, you know, and one day at a time is good enough. So just enjoy the moment and don't look too far ahead.
If I have to find a negative for the Penrith Panthers, Brandy, it's that the Clive Churchill medalist misses out on a Kangaroo tour. Dylan Edwards has been named as a standby player. Thoughts on that?
Yep. Yeah, you're disappointed for Dill. You know, he's had an incredible season, hasn't he? He's our best player against South Sydney.
Yes.
You know, it's not often. And normally, you know, when tours are picked, tour sides are picked, Jim, you know, a bulk of the players come out of the sides that get to the end of the season.
Yeah.
So for Dylan to miss out, I can, you know, there's a train of thought that I can understand where Mal's going, because there's players that can play fullback. It was always going to be a difficult one. And, if Dill was able to slide in and become the number two fullback, that would have been great. And I think he deserved it. But, you know, with only 24 men available, spots were hard to come by. And, Jimmy, there is always some fantastic players and players that have had great seasons that miss out on touring sides.
Yeah.
But I feel for Dill because I thought his form... Over the last 2 years, not just you know the back end of this season, but his form over the last 2 years has been terrific, and Penrith wouldn't be the side, and if you cast your mind back 3 years ago, I don't think there would have been many people saying, well, if Dylan Edwards wasn't there, Penrith mightn't have won. But you can certainly say that about what Dylan's been able to do this year. He's become such an important member of the team. And, a little bit disappointed that Dill didn't get picked.
Yeah, no, and fair enough. Two-part question. It'll be the final one, Greg. Do celebrations continue today for you? And B,
no.
B, will you be on the breakfast show tomorrow morning?
I left Vossie yesterday at Fox and I said, Vossie, I'll talk to you in the morning on the phone. Jim, my phone went dead at about 3 a.m. and with no charges in sight anywhere, I was like a lost soul just wandering around and didn't find a charge until I arrived at MG's place where I am now. Phone's charged. I'm chatting to you. So celebrations are done for me, well and truly.
Right.
I won't be ducking down to the footy oval or out the back where the boys are celebrating. I'll stay well clear of that. And we'll be on breakfast tomorrow morning with Boston.
We look forward to hearing your further thoughts there, mate. Great to catch up. Congratulations, literally. Congratulations from everyone here at SEN. It's an outstanding achievement for everyone involved in the club, Brandy.
Yeah, good on you, Jim. Great to talk, mate.
Greg Alexander, Deputy Chairman. He's got his, well, as they say, success have many fathers and failures an orphan. There are many who have their fingerprints over the success of the Penrith Panthers, their widespread success, not just the NRL. But interesting to hear Brandy talk about there. Oh, yes, you need to win the NRL. Everything else is great, but it's an add-on to winning the NRL. The other point he made is, yes, I agree with Andrew Johns. Nathan Cleary is the greatest ever Panthers. Give us your thoughts on that. 1300 01 1170. The text line 0457 736 736. A break and back with more.